So, when you have a religion that's based on the concept of the exploration of reality, what does that really mean? What does it mean to make a religious commitment to the exploration of reality the way it really is? Well, what it means is that you first have to have an understanding of who we are as a race, as the human race. And how it is that the human race processes information. We are individuals, but in a lot of ways, we're more like a hive of bees than we are like individuals. We're like a hive of bees in that we share information. Our entire evolution has been based on the ability of humans to share information. Early on, animals can share some information, but except for a few squeaks and squeals to warn each other about danger and various mating calls and things like that. Animals don't really have the ability to share complex ideas. And the thing that made humans different than the rest of the creatures on the earth is that we developed language. We developed the ability for an individual who learns something to pass that information on to another individual through language. And as language progressed and humans could exchange more and more complex ideas, we learned how to hunt together. We learned how to raise food by planting through agriculture, how to defend ourselves against predators. And we started forming primitive societies. The next significant stage in the evolution of humanity was the ability to write, to have written symbols that had meaning. And one could convey language through writing, which meant that an individual could transfer information to another individual who was in a different place, who was in a different time. With language, each person had to be in the same place at the same time in order for a conversation to occur. Once written words were available, a person could write something down, and lots of other people could copy that information. They could read it, and they could pass it around to other people, and knowledge became something that was spread much faster than it was when it was merely spoken. And then, with that type of information, the human race developed even faster. And eventually, one of the next big evolutionary advances in the human race was the invention of the printing press, because when the printing press was invented, we no longer were limited to the great amount of effort that it took to hand copy information. We could mass produce books with far less expense and effort than we ever could, which proliferated written material and allowed for far greater distribution of information. And that far more people could put their ideas into words, and that those words would convey thoughts to more and more people. Eventually, we invented the telegraph and the telephone and radio and television, which allowed for audio and images to be recorded and to be transmitted. And that the voice of one person could be heard by millions of people. It could be stored. And we had pictures and television, which conveyed not only audio and text, but also video, and people could see things, and the images were recorded. And that made a huge advance in knowledge. And now, in just in the last 15 years, we've the internet, the World Wide Web, has been developed, and that is yet another huge advancement in the evolution of humanity. And it has transformed our experience of life on this planet. Everybody is in been touched by the web in some way, either directly or indirectly. And it's causing a revolution. In fact, the Church of Reality wouldn't exist if not for the World Wide Web, because it would be just too difficult to take the concepts and to put them in a way that's extremely organized, and to get somebody to publish a book and get people to read the book. With the World Wide Web, I had an idea one evening, and the next morning, there was a website up. The Church of Reality was in front of the entire planet within 24 hours of the time that it was conceived. And it is a completely different way to start a religion than what had ever been. And of course, there have been other religions that have been started as a result of the World Wide Web and many things like this. And the Church of Reality is definitely a product of recent human evolution. So the thing about knowledge is that knowledge, humans have evolved knowledge, the ability to share knowledge in a way that no other animal has ever developed that. And we are essentially evolving through knowledge. We are not physically evolving at a tremendous rate, although because we have knowledge, we are essentially evolving physically, because our technology is an extension of ourselves. It's an extension of who we are. We have the ability to fly through the air like a bird. In fact, we can fly through the air better than any bird that has ever existed. We can fly at a speed faster than the speed of sound, and no bird could do that. And it's not that we can do it physically, it's that we have developed the technology to build supersonic jets. And we have the technology that we can go to the moon. And we have the technology to send scientific equipment that has now passed the planet Pluto and is going out into deep space. And that's because we have this knowledge that we can share. The knowledge that we have as a species, which in the Church of Reality we call the Tree of Knowledge. And the Tree of Knowledge is an important concept, because the Tree of Knowledge represents the sum total of all human understanding. The Tree of Knowledge is really who we are as a species. And it's fascinating, and we evolve forward through the Tree of Knowledge. So the Church of Reality is really about growing the Tree of Knowledge, because if you have a religion, and the religion's name is the Church of Reality, and it's, as we know, about the exploration of reality, that means that to explore reality, that knowledge has to increase. And since we develop knowledge as a community rather than individually, because when you think about it, every word that we say are words that are invented by other people. The very language that we use to communicate with ourselves, that we when we think thoughts, those words that are in our minds are words that were invented by other people. We are so interconnected that our very thoughts come from the community that we live in and how we interact with each other. So one has to look at the exploration of reality as something that we do together as a community by growing the tree of knowledge. So we don't really explore reality individually as much as we explore reality together. And the exploration of reality, the growing of the tree of knowledge, is the fundamental concept behind what the Church of Reality exists for. The Church of Reality, the name itself, is an expression of who we are, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. It's a wonderful name. It's a name that basically is a name that I think is going to help keep us on track through the centuries, because the name says it all. The name Church of Reality is a religion that is based on believing in reality the way it really is. So, getting back to this concept of the tree of knowledge, is something that's very important, and there's a lot of knowledge within the tree of knowledge that is accurate, and there's a lot of knowledge within the tree of knowledge that isn't accurate, because you got to remember that humanity is an evolved species, and a lot of the early knowledge, came from early religious beliefs that people had is way back to the point where they started to communicate, and people looked up into the sky and looked at the stars and looked at the sun and the moon, and they wondered, who are we and why are we here? What is the nature of the universe? And in the early days, we didn't have the benefits that we have today. People were, walking around on the ground and looking up into the sky. And they saw these points of light and that they called stars, but they had no idea what they were. They had no idea what the sun was and the moon, and they had no idea that the earth was round and spherical. And back in those days, up and down were absolute directions. Everybody knew what was up and everybody knew what was down, and up and down meant the same thing for everybody. It's interesting that these days, with now that we realize that we live on a sphere out in the middle of space, that the concept of up and down is only meaningful in the very local sense, and that up and down, where I'm at, is the exact opposite is of the direction that up and down are on the opposite side of the planet. But this evolution that we've developed has caused us to be transformed physically, in that humans can now live twice as long as they did 100 years ago. And the reason is because we don't die of the same things that people did 100 years ago, 200 years ago. A person would get a simple infection, and they would die from it. We can get the same infection, but we take a pill and the infection goes away. We can talk to each other around the world. I can pick up my cell phone and I can punch in a number and talk to somebody in Australia. And that's something that people couldn't do 200 years ago. And the reason that we can do it now and we couldn't do it then is because the human race has evolved that far, that fast. And we have evolved so far and so fast that we are at the point where we're capable of taking control of our own evolutionary process. We are at the point where we can, and in fact will, decide what it is that we're going to evolve into. At the rate that technology is increasing, that we now have stem cells and genetic engineering, and We're at the very beginning of being able to merge computer technology with biological technology, biological implants. We can like the cochlear implant, the computer chip that they can put in your brain of deaf people who can't hear, and make these people be able to hear for the first time by a primitive merger of computers and electronics and biology. And this is just the start. And with this kind of capability that we have now, and that we're at the verge of developing, we're at a place where we will make decisions that will determine the outcome of what we will evolve into. And one of the things about the Church of Reality that's very important is that we realize where we are, we realize where we're going, or the choices that are in front of us, and we use reality and we use wisdom and good judgment so that we turn into something that is worth turning into. Because if we make bad decisions, we could turn into something that's terrible. We could turn into something that we don't want to become. And that's all based on the choices that we make, because like everything else that's life that's lived on this planet, the things that don't make good choices don't last very long. So mankind, the human race, has to always be forward-thinking. We have to look at the future and make good choices. And in fact, that's one of the things that are different about the Church of Reality as compared to many religions, is that the Church of Reality is a religion that looks at the future. We look into the past for reference, but a lot of religions are backward looking. They look at some past event where somebody did something fantastic. God came down, parted the waters, burning bush, gave somebody 10 commandments, and had his son slaughtered in a human sacrifice, and somebody wrote a book about it, and everything is about what happened way back then. And as time goes on, way back then is getting further and further away. And these religions are moving through time, further and further away from their roots. And their roots were based on a book that was fiction. In most cases, the books weren't even original fiction. But the Church of Reality is not that kind of a religion. The Church of Reality is a forward-looking religion. And we're writing a book too, but we're writing a book in real time. And that this book is a living book. It's a book that is evolving. It is a book that's moving forward. And that is something that is going to give us an evolutionary jump over other religions, because our religion is going to be current, it's going to be state of the art, it's going to keep up with the times. And if we get things wrong, we have the ability to change it and get it right. So we look at the future and we call it the sacred direction. The sacred direction is the future, the sacred direction is moving forward, the sacred direction is progressing toward making tomorrow better than today. And we've chosen the sacred direction. We've chosen to move forward. We've chosen to make tomorrow better than today, because that seems to be the direction that we're already headed in. It's the natural process of evolution is basically improvement of the species. Evolution is based on certain mutations, and mutations, happen in all directions. There's some that are improvements, And there are some that are steps backwards, and the species that mutate and take a step backwards often take a step out and the into non-existence, and the species that take step forwards, it helps them survive, and they get to be the parents of the next generation. So for those who criticize revolution, it's not a random process. It's a it is a there is randomness in the process, but it's over 3 billion years, and that it's a selective process where every generation the best is kept and the worst is pushed aside. So you're taking this in a direction where it's that those who survive are self-improving. So it seems natural for the Church of Reality, which is based on the exploration of reality, to embrace our evolution, and that we choose to evolve forward and to improve ourselves and to move in the sacred direction. And the sacred direction is sacred to us because it's a natural direction. It's the direction that created us. It's the reason that we're here. So the Church of Reality is more than about reality. The Church of Reality is about reality as experienced by humans. And it is about our reality. It is about our understanding of reality. And it's about our perspective of reality. Now, there is of course, a bigger reality out there than our perspective. There is likely to be life on other planets. And someday, maybe we'll have the opportunity to meet with life on other planets. But as of now, our experience with life is limited to this planet. So the Church of Reality, is really about a subset of reality. It's about the reality that we know, the reality that we can experience, and it's about exploring reality with the tools that we have to explore reality with. And those tools are our mind and our senses. And a lot of what we have to explore reality with is just basically the whatever we have evolved so far. So we have to take the what we have to work with and use it the best we can and figure out what is the best way to explore reality for humans. So that leads to some of the initial axioms about the Church of Reality. What is it that what do we start with? What are our initial assumptions? What is it that we assume to be true in order to build the rest of this religion on? And because out in the darkness of space, out in the blackness of the universe, you have rocks bumping into each other, you have stars falling into black holes, you have supernovas, and if this planet blows up tomorrow, it's just one of trillions of planets that are make up this galaxy that is a galaxy in amongst trillions of other galaxies, and our existence is we are but a speck of dust in the universe, and we exist but for an instant of time. But this is our speck of dust in the universe. It is our instant of time. And we have arbitrarily decided that our existence is important because our existence is important to us. Is there a foundation for this in the universe? No, we're just a speck of dust, but we are just going to arbitrarily decide for no reason at all, other than we want it to be this way, that we are important to ourselves. And because we make this assumption, and it's an arbitrary assumption, It's a religion. That's what makes a religion, is that every religion makes certain arbitrary assumptions that they start with. Most religions believe that there's a deity or several deities, and those deities created the universe, and that they're all powerful, and that they have given us instructions through holy books and various prophets and other holy men that have established a fabric of society, and they their axioms of their religions are based on their holy books. And some of them get it right, and some of them get it wrong, and some of them get some stuff right and some stuff wrong. But the Church of Reality is its axioms are built on the premise that the human race is important, that our survival is important, that our positive evolution is important, and that our self-improvement is important, and that we have made a choice to evolve in the sacred direction, that we're going to evolve into something better, that we're going to make tomorrow better than today, and that we are going to become something that we can look back and say, I'm glad that we made the decisions that we made. And those are our arbitrary assumptions. Other religions see the future in the terms of the end of the world and the destruction of the human race. And we call those religions extinctionist religions. And that's the axioms that they base their beliefs on. That's what they consider to be the truth, based on what they their assumptions are and how they look at the universe. And it's their worldview, and their worldview is an extinctionist worldview. Our worldview embraces evolution. Our worldview is about moving forward. So the Church of Reality is about evolution. Other religions are about extinction. These are both arbitrary choices. When it comes right down to it, we're just a speck of dust in the universe. But the Church of Reality creates a religion that, may not have exactly what you would call universal truths, but it has arbitrary axioms that we based our belief system upon. And those axioms are they're a natural extension of our evolutionary past. So the Church of Reality can be called a natural religion, because the Church of Reality is a natural extension of who we are and how we got here and what direction we're already heading. It is a sort of a realization of our own existence, and to embrace the things that were successful in our evolutionary past that got us to where we are today, and taking those things that work and taking it into the future, and to not only understand evolution, but to embrace evolution and to use evolution to make ourselves better than we are today. And it's something we're doing. And if the Church of Reality is successful, then we will evolve into better people than we are now.